All right, good morning. We are glad to have you listening in on our first Q&A session for the Bright Futures program. As you know, we've received a grant as part of the Families First Prevention Act that will provide parents as teacher services to families who are referred to us, and then those referrals will go out to the local school district PAT programs that have assurances signed. So we are just going to talk through, we've had our first referral, and it was with Callie's program. So we have Callie and Nicole here as well, and we're going to talk with you about what that referral process looked like.
So the reasoning behind really the question and answer is we're going to just try to have these sort of monthly or maybe even weekly, kind of depends, to provide support to programs who have signed up with Bright Futures to be able to serve families. Currently, we have about 10 assurances signed. We're waiting on some more for programs that are able to accept referrals. We think that the states will really be sending out more referrals starting at the beginning of the year, because that's when most of the families that are funded, or the programs funded through the Family First, will be really sort of ramping up their information. So, we'll just share a few questions. We're really going to interview Callie Peace and talk about Paola. They were the first one to take the Bright Futures referral. So we're going to ask some questions about that. So Callie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. So tell us how you received your first referral.
So I got a call from Becky letting me know that a referral was in the works, and just to kind of be on board, ready. And then I received an email that gave me the form. What's that form called, Becky?
The PPS 4310.
So it had that form attached to it that was just a very general information sheet. And then it also had some of the case file information letting me know more background information about the family.
So keep in mind that
PPS 4310.
Becky's the one that knows that. That form is the only way that these referrals will count as a Bright Futures referral. They have to come strictly from DCF, and they come to Becky, and then we will send them out to you. But they, those have to come from them to be considered under this grant. So if you have concerns about a family that may qualify, it really needs to go through DCF to get those referrals. So.
And Callie, what was your educator's first step?
So her first step was to get together with me. She's a new parent educator, so not uncommon that would be our first step anyway, just setting up a new family. And so we called together the first time to try and set up what the schedule would look like as far as what day of the week, since we have to do the weekly visits. And for a lot of different reasons, multiple children and being new to this, we decided it'd be best for me to go along with her on the first visit. We've since determined that it's best for us to go together in any foreseeable future time. So that was the first step, was us getting together and getting a game plan for how we would set up that schedule to be successful.
So I think what's interesting is you brought something up, that with this specific family, and this would be an individual basis that you guys have decided as a program that would be best that you as the coordinator go with her on these visits.
And I will point out that we are able to reimburse for that second parent educator or supervisor in this case coming along on that visit for those hours.
Yeah, and I'd say that in the beginning we saw it as that as a supervisor I should go on the visit to help with my new parent educator setting up this family for success. And I'd say it, even just in the short time that I've evolved more into a parent educator spot, you know, I'm helping her put together the planning guides and pulling resources together, which you would do as a supervisor, but it really is taking, with the multiple kids, making sure that we have all of those wonderful things about parents as teachers in place for each one of them.
Right. And so currently how many children are being served?
Three
children. So three under the age of three.
Three under the age of three. And there is five children total in the home, the oldest being eight.
Okay. So how many visits have you had with this family?
We've had two, and both were you know, went within the guidelines of what we had planned. So, yeah, we've had two.
Okay.
Now, Cali's program has this referral, but they are not within Cali's school district, which is one of the unique things about this grant is that we are able to utilize local resources. The referral would have gone to a different school district, and they said, go ahead and send that on to Cali. They didn't have the capacity at that moment to serve the family. So they asked us to send it on to Cali's program. So I was wondering if you could talk about how you've collaborated with that local school district that the family lives in.
Yeah, it was it's awesome because, you know, you get used to doing what you're always doing. So getting that referral basically from Bright Futures program and then connecting with that other coordinator, learned some other ideas and knowledge about what that community has to offer that we don't have in the districts that we serve. So one of those things that her parent educator that works in that community was able to connect us to a community resource to help the family get diapers. Basically in their program, if you fulfill your visit, then they give you what's called baby bucks, and you can go to the store and buy different items that you would need to care for your kids. And that's not something that we have, but it's awesome idea for me to be able to present back to our community partners as to, hey, we know that this is a need that people have. So lots of learning. Like I said, we get used to doing what we do and knowing our communities, but it's really cool to have that opportunity to work in a new community and to learn from another Parents as Teachers program.
Mm-hmm. So were there other resources that you've so far connected this family to?
Yes. So part of that is you know, similar to when you have a family that you refer to Tiny K or Birth to Three, Part C is what I'm saying. You know, make sure that you're helping the family connect to that resource in a meaningful way for them. So the DCF staff had already set up a lot of those resources as far as lists of what they wanted the family to consider. Mm-hmm. And then our role is helping to make sure that those connections are meaningful to them and helping them follow through with what the outcomes ideals would be from those resources. So Tiny K is one of them that we have made that connection with them.
And Callie, what would you say has been most challenging so far in your work with the family? Or what do you think your parent educator might say has been most challenging in the work with this family?
I'd say the time and planning of it would be the biggest challenge for her. You know, we know that it's such important work and that, you know, why we work in early childhood is a critical time. And so I think just making sure that she has everything set up for success is probably where she would say is the hardest part to come up with is, you know, what is the best ideas that I can put together.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel like has been the most rewarding so far?
On that very first visit, it was amazing to watch just the rapport build within that time frame of the visit to having a very candid conversation about what the family needed and knowing that we had some of those tools. I'm getting goosebumps saying it, as that, you know, she was able to comment that she needed child development information and we have that. So that is, it's so awesome to know that we're going to be able to help this family.
And even though she has older children, you shared that this was still kind of a new experience for her.
Right. I mean, your experiences are different with each kid for one. So we know that when we've served multiple kids that every child's temperament and behaviors are different. So having that lens of things that you may not have experienced with other kids. But in her situation too, she hasn't had the opportunity to spend time with the other children in this stage of development either. So it's new information for her.
And I just want to read a brief part of a text message that Callie sent Becky and I after the first visit with this family. She said, I am done one visit and I'm telling you it is all worth it. We have the opportunity to help families stay together. It's not going to be easy, not any of it. But when you see these babies' faces light up when they see their mama and you know you have the tools to teach her development-centered parenting, wow, I am so grateful for this opportunity. So really, you know, this really is the heart of what we do. We are a universal access program, and that's so awesome about parents as teachers. But we, you know, these are going to be some more challenging families, and I still think it's awesome that, you know, I don't know, I still get the most hype at visits when I can teach a parent something. And so even if it's small, or help them with something. So super excited to be able to have this opportunity to work with some families that we may not have gotten an opportunity to work with across Kansas.
And it ties us into the big picture of why we're doing what we're doing, and making sure that, you know, we're staying focused on that, mm-hmm. helping these families. Next month, we are going to focus on tips and tricks for implementation, and we will plan to share that with you either through a recording like this, or we might try to do a live webinar so that you guys can ask us questions. We're still working through the details on that to make sure that you can have your questions answered by Bright Futures staff, which is myself, Becky Peters, and Nicole Fairley, to kind of make sure that you have the tools you need to implement this well, because we are so excited for Kansas to lead the way in this work.
Right, and one thing about this that you may not be aware of is we have the opportunity for some trainings in the future that we may not have the opportunity of paid for. They may have been very costly to your programs for those anticipating serving Bright Futures families. And so, for instance, there is a teen training that we're going to be hosting in Olathe in February. So look on the Parents as Teachers website for that Working with Teen Families training that's going to be coming up that we're going to be hosting. We also got some really great things lined up for the conference and some trainings, even a pre-conference day that will be focusing on motivational interviewing. That will be a great one that you will definitely want to make sure that you send your staff to. I think even if they are not going to be serving these families, motivational interviewing is a tool and a way that we're being able to offer this through Bright Futures. And then we have some other trainings coming up in the spring. So we'll try to keep everybody aware of those and look out for our next informational session in January.